Vous
Madam
m'entendez?
Speaker, do you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, no problems of connection. Thank you very much. Before we start our meeting, with your permission, and first of all, I would like to ask you to adopt the agenda. Any objections? Any items to be added? Do you agree? Therefore, I consider that the agenda is adopted, the communications of the presidency, distinguished members of the bureau, and the speakers, presidents of the members of the expanded bureau, ladies and gentlemen. I would like, first of all, to thank you for your availability and also for the interest you take in this parliamentary assembly. And I would like to take this opportunity to say how delighted I am to preside jointly with you this first remote meeting of the expanded bureau. I would like to share with you some ideas, as I mentioned during the meeting of the bureau about half an hour ago. There are some attitudes now that seem to be hampering the Mediterranean project and the economic developments, peaceful developments and solidarity within our region. There are several items and problems within the region that we have to look into because they are related to our future. If we do not do anything, then there are risks because there are aspirations and there are also gaps, dangerous gaps that can create a lot of instability, especially with respect to the problem and the war between the Ukraine and Russia. But our future is between our hands. And I think that this is an arduous task. The Mediterranean is a passageway and a place for exchange and civilizational influence that has the means to become a model as far as addressing development problems is concerned. We would be guilty if we do not do everything we have in order to promote this Mediterranean region that brings us together based on a balanced development and a properly used resources. The future of this assembly is between our hands. This is an arduous task. The Mediterranean is a place for exchange, for cultural exchange, and we hope that this region will serve as a model to promote development, addressing development challenges. I would like to share with you the decisions made by the Bureau, as mentioned earlier, that is under the third item on the agenda. I will summarize what we have decided. First, we want to entrust the working group with revising the contributions of parliamentary members, given that these contributions are not sufficient at all and they do not help us meet our needs. Hold the next bureau meeting in Rabat with the participation of Ambassador Nasser Kamal in order to address the priorities of the Moroccan presidency in conjunction with the ongoing projects. And we have agreed to set a date for this meeting that is jointly with the Madam Speakers. And it will be sent to you as far as the vacant positions are concerned that are to be filled by Morocco. We have attributed them to the Moroccan officials concerned, and the list will be sent to you. As far as the other vacant positions of the assembly, there is a vice president for the women's rights that has to be filled by a country of the South, and I will issue another call for candidacies. The most important item is the fourth item, This is an item that was suggested by the speaker, Picerno, concerning the organization. Actually, the idea was to consult the stakeholders, Mediterranean stakeholders concerned, but we have agreed to hold a major forum on the future of the Mediterranean. And we shall, of course, launch a consultation process with the institutions, social institutions and organizations, NGOs, civil society groups, academia, economic stakeholders, and any other stakeholders concerned. And we shall prepare the terms of reference of this forum, and they shall be adopted at the next meeting of the Bureau, and this consultation process will be launched, and there will be a major forum that will be organized on the future of the Mediterranean. And I think that we shall avail ourselves of what Europe is doing as far as the future of Europe is concerned. And we shall try to create bridges between the future of Europe and the future for the Mediterranean, because not one cannot be conceived without the other. We have to prepare a future for the two shores of the Mediterranean, taking into consideration the challenges of Europe and the Mediterranean region, and our future is we are facing the similar challenges, and we have to see how we can solve problems between between the northern and southern shores of the Mediterranean. Before giving you the floor, I should inform you that our friend Kostas Mavrides, president of the Political Affairs Committee, Security and Human Rights, who represents the European Parliament, cannot participate in this meeting. And also Mr. Stylios Kypropoulos, is president of the Working Group on the Financing of the Assembly and the Procedures, Rules of Procedures. He is also absent, but we have with us all the presidents of the commissions who are with us. With your permission, I shall open the debate, and I give the floor, and I will give the floor, of course, to a woman, Mrs. Jenna Elm, president of the Women's Rights Commission in the European. You have the floor, madam.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I have to apologize because I have unfortunately had some problems. So I would just briefly ask you again with which point we can start so that I can give you my assignment. So just to repeat where I can start on my point. Thank you. I just need to know which point we are now tackling. Thank you.
We're talking about item 4 of the agenda. The speaker is taking the floor in English.
So if you get an idea, it's okay. If you don't get an idea, I can give you an idea of that. You get the floor.
Thank you. Thank you very much again for having me here. And I am very happy to start to work about this specific moment in which I think that the Mediterranean needs to give a new insight and an important support in what's currently, of course, happening regarding, of course, the Russian-Ukrainian war, but also what all the consequences could be and will be, of course, in the near and far future. And I also think that especially our delegation and the Union of the Mediterranean has an important insight and how the parliaments can work together in order to tackle peace, to tackle dialogue, to make sure that the consequences will be as strong and as possible in order to make sure that peace can be enhanced as much as possible. Of course, regarding the my commission, which regards, of course, the women the women rights. Of course, this is a very important point which we need to strengthen. There is, of course, in this moment, a specific attention on the women rights also and about what's happening, of course, in war scenes. But of course, also what are the consequences right now in these terms, of course, in our countries as well, also in other countries regarding ourselves, regarding the arrival of refugees, regarding what needs to be tackled to make sure that these rights can be, of course, strengthened. As from my side, for example, from Italy, we are currently discussing and seeing how we can tackle as much as possible the attention of the refugees which are coming right now from Ukraine, which are mostly women and children. And of course, to make sure that in this point, there can be as much attention as possible. I also would like to strengthen that another topic which we had tackled beforehand and which I think is still a very important point is looking at the issue of climate change in women. And of course, also they are very important notes to need to be pay attention on that and to need to make sure that the attention has also there to be strengthened more and more. Of course, there will be, there are several insights which I would like to apply to make, and I would love to make sure that the commission, which I am chairing, has its first appointment and its first meeting. I really hope to make it sure within the summer. So I think also for this bureau meeting to make sure that we can start to work and start to tackle the topic, which of course will need to focus on the current situation, of course, in the Mediterranean, but also of course in a larger Mediterranean, but also to make sure that there can be a dialogue and of course a confrontation between us on how to make sure that we can indeed in this sense not only work together, but also make sure that there can be some steps forward or some proposal in the sense. So for sure, for now, I would stay by this by saying that the idea, the first idea, of course, is for sure to make sure that there will be a first meeting of the commission within the summer. I thank you very much for having me now today here. And I, of course, I'm looking forward to work all together. And I think especially in this moment, our delegation has a very important work to do, especially in order to strengthen what in this moment needs to be strengthened as much as possible. And this is, of course, peace, dialogue, and of course, to collaboration together. And I think we can give an important and a strong insight of what this also is meaning in this moment in which the world is unfortunately shaking in war scenes, which are unfortunately not only within the Russian and Ukrainian zone, but unfortunately also in other zones, and of course all the consequences which are tackling every country which we are representing. So thank you very much, and of course happy to whatever else has to be said in future notes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Si vous permettez, bien sûr,
with your permission, Madam Speakers, members of the Bureau, Mrs. Battetti, Mrs. Picerno, they are, of course, invited to take the floor anytime they want. And at the end, maybe we can hear the chairpersons of the committees, and we shall go through the proposals and the guidelines that were given by the chairpersons of the commissions in order to determine the agenda. Mrs. Picerno, if you would like to take the floor, you're welcome. We're waiting for Mrs. Batta to join us later. Thank you. I now give the floor to Mr. Ayrim Smail. He is the chairperson of the Social Affairs and Education Committee from the Turkish Parliament. Thank you. So you have the floor.
Thank you very much. I extend my best regards. I respectfully greet you and convey the best wishes of the Speaker of our Turkish Grand National Assembly, Mr. Mustafa Şentop. I would like to express my pleasure to meet with valuable members of the Enlarged Bureau of PAUFM. I sincerely hope the mercy
participate in this meeting and
all humanity. As our world prepares to leave behind the first quarter of the 21st century, humanity's longing for global peace, tranquility, and prosperity is increasing. Despite the advances in science, technology, agriculture, industry, communication, and transportation opportunities, it seems that we, as humanity, have not yet resolved our basic issues, mainly the global pandemic, terrorism,
hunger, poverty, conflict, and wars. We have not been able to solve some of the problems that we have been faced
with. Continue to be at the top of the global agenda.
Therefore,
introducing
we are facing
new challenges
today
and tests to the lives of countries, individuals, and the international system. This pandemic, which left its mark on the last 2 years of humanity,
when we are looking
reminded
for,
us once again the importance
solutions.
Of riches such as solidarity, cooperation, living in peace and tolerance. We must learn the necessary lessons. The world is going through an extraordinary period caused by epidemics and wars. Uncertainties increase due to economic, social, political crises and wars that affect everyone's lives. The production and supply system, which was distorted during the pandemic, could not be fully corrected, and economic revival could not be achieved. With Russia's attack on Ukraine, production and supply chains are being tested again. In addition to the terrible effects of the war, the problems that are getting worse in a wide area, from finance to health, from energy to food, are deeply shaking all countries. I would like to briefly mention some of the issues that I deem important regarding the current situation in our region and the challenges we face, which constitute the main agenda of our meeting today. Thus, I would like to first touch upon the situation in Ukraine and the region. Since the first day, we have made such a great effort to end the war in Ukraine. We're trying to explain that the solution to the problem will only be possible through dialogue and diplomacy, that there will be no winners in this war, but that the people will lose. In this difficult period, we stand by Ukraine with all our means. We provide all kinds of support, both in bilateral and international platforms. The priority of all of us must be to stop the bloodshed, tears, and destruction. Turkey is making every effort to ensure peace in the region. In this context, we have delivered 82 truckloads of humanitarian aid materials to Ukraine and also to Ukrainian refugees who took refuge in Moldova. Within our means, we're also trying to provide all kinds of assistance to the citizens of Ukraine who took refuge in our country by escaping from the war. On this occasion, I would like to emphasize once again that we are determined to continue our efforts to restore peace and stability in our region. We believe that the conflict in Syria, which is another important problem in our region, can be ended with a political process based on the UN Security Council Resolution number 2254. We support all international initiatives aimed at a political solution in line with the UN parameters. We are trying to maintain peacefulness and protect civilians in Idlib. In fact, it's terrorism threat that affects us all in Syria. We continue to fight against all terrorist organizations without discrimination. And we expect support from the international community with the same determination against all terrorist organizations. Another important issue for the stability of our region is the Israel-Palestine issue. By finding a solution to this issue, we should aim to re-establish the culture of peace, tolerance, and coexistence in our region. Recently, our high-level contact and dialogue with Israel has increased. Finally, President of Israel, Mr. Herzog, visited our country. These contacts allow us to directly convey our sensitivities regarding Palestine. With this understanding, the Palestinian administration also supports our contacts with Israel. However, our support for the Palestinian state and its people continues as usual. In this framework, it's important for Israel to end its unilateral and unlawful practices that increase the tension in the region. I'd like to reiterate here that as Turkey, we will continue to support the efforts for the establishment of an independent and sovereign Palestinian state that is geographically integrated with East Jerusalem as its capital on the basis of the 1967 borders. Distinguished participants, migration continues to be a challenge for our region in every respect. The international community is facing an almost unprecedented migration crisis. Today, there are about 260 million migrants, over 71 million IDPs, and more than 25 million refugees worldwide. This number is increasing day by day due to economic reasons, as well as hunger, famine, civil wars, terrorist attacks, and political uncertainties. Today, Turkey hosting more than 4 million refugees, mainly 3.7 million Syrians, has been bearing the burden of the human tragedy originating from Syria for many years. Our country is one of the countries that feel the burden of migration and refugee influx most heavily in the world. We support these people to lead their lives in a dignified and decent manner. However, while trying to meet the needs of all immigrants and refugees in our country, we continue to make great efforts to control the irregular migration movements in our region. Migration is a phenomenon that needs to be managed, not stopped. For this purpose, it is essential to take urgent measures to establish peace and stability in conflict zones in the countries of origin and to increase humanitarian and development aid to these countries by establishing effective international cooperation mechanisms. Distinguished parliamentarians and participants, we, the parliamentarians representing our people, need to be more sensitive and work more than ever before against all the challenges we are going through. The Mediterranean is our common sea. As countries around the Mediterranean, we need to work together for the peace and stability of this region. It's our duty to raise awareness about our problems and to create opportunities for cooperation in the way of solutions. We, as the parliamentarians of the region and PAUFM members, as required by our historical and conscientious responsibility, we should aim to build a fairer, more livable, and more peaceful world with mutual understanding and solidarity. For this, we should focus on our common points instead of our differences, and we should seek ways to live together in peace and improve our cooperation. With these feelings, we wish the institutional capacity of the Union for the Mediterranean, which aims to produce common solutions against common challenges as a regional cooperation platform, and the PA, which constitutes the parliamentary pillar of this organization, is enhanced. Its visibility and effectiveness are increased, and thus our assembly attains its position it deserves as a multilateral parliamentary cooperation forum. As Turkey, we support all steps will be taken in this direction, in line with their priorities and work schedule to be determined by Morocco, which holds the term presidency of our parliamentary assembly. We would like to quickly initiate the necessary work to establish the upcoming events calendar of the Economy, Social Affairs, and Education Committee, which we chair. With the activities we'll carry out during this process, we aim to focus on the post-pandemic economic recovery efforts, evaluate multidimensional measures to limit the effects of the crisis within the scope of relevant efforts, and offer strong, inclusive, and sustainable suggestions in order to revive economic growth and employment in our region. We would like to host you in Turkey by organizing a committee meeting as soon as possible in order to discuss all these issues in a broad framework and to shape the recommendations and suggestions that will guide our country's economic recovery strategies in the post-economic period, post-pandemic period. I respectfully greet you all and hope to meet you in Turkey on the occasion of upcoming meetings.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. If you allow me, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Coimbra, President of the Energy and Environment Commission of Portugal.
Thank you, Mr. President. Dear colleagues, I would like to thank the European Parliament for the efforts and the work done during the last presidency that occurred in these difficult pandemic years. I also would like to reaffirm the commitment of Portugal and the Portuguese Parliament to the Mediterranean Partnership and to the deepening of the Euro-Mediterranean relations. We have full availability to work with the Moroccan presidency on the priorities identified, knowing that this will be very difficult times affected by a terrible, unwanted, and unpredictable war on European territory. Over the past decades, the Mediterranean region has faced increasing challenges to its stability due to unresolved conflicts and the emergence of new ones composed of growing imbalances and inequalities, which became even more ostensible with the COVID-19 pandemic. The economic scourge resulting from the pandemic crisis in a market overwhelmingly composed of small and medium enterprises, most of them engaged in tourism sector, has been strongly affected by movement restrictions and confinement. Support for business and economic recovery in the Mediterranean region is now urgent. At the same time, hundreds of people continue to lose their lives as they desperately try to reach European shores to escape war, oppression, or poverty. In recent years, the region has been plagued with phenomena such as droughts, heat waves, and fire associated with climate change, and it's predicted that in the coming years, the region will warm more than the global average. It is urgent to implement environmental measures that are not only resilient, but also allow for long-term environmental sustainability. The Committee on Energy, Environment and Water held two meetings, one in November and one during the last plenary session. As President Committee, I had several participations in events of the Mediterranean Information Office for Environment, Culture and Sustainable Development, known as MEO-ECSDE, to discuss the issues of climate change, renewable energies, and energy transition in the Mediterranean. And I had online meetings with Professor Michael Skolos, President of MEO-ECSDE, and the committee vice presidents Agnes Evren of the European Parliament and Rachid Achour from Algeria to discuss the committee's activities. I also attend the pre-COP26 parliamentary meeting co-organized by IPU and the Italian Parliament, and also the COP26 meeting in Glasgow. For the biennium 22-24, the presidency of the Committee on Energy, Environment and Water have chosen to follow the same path and topics of climate change, renewable energy and energy efficiency, pollution in the Mediterranean region, as well as the post-COVID-19 recovery strategies. We propose to hold two committee meetings during the year so that the meeting that will take place on the days of plenary assembly can be substantive and produce concrete results. We are looking forward to return to normal activity and in-person meetings. We urge that the budget be approved, the payment of contributions be initiated, and the secretariat of the organization be put into effective operation. Thank you.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to give the floor to Dr. Mohamed Zirah, President of the Promotion Commission of the exchange between civil society and cultures, representative of the House of Representatives of the country of the Kingdom of Morocco.
This expanded meeting, we are meeting at a special juncture. The world is just emerging from a COVID-19 crisis that has had major negative impacts at social and economic levels, and the populations in general have suffered from this crisis. And we thought that we were at the end of this COVID-19 crisis, but now, unfortunately, we are facing another crisis with what is happening in Ukraine. Therefore, we are facing two major crises, a health crisis, and we have not overcome it completely, and a war that can destabilize the entire world. Therefore, the population is suffering, global population is suffering, our governments are suffering, and the economy, our economy is also suffering. Today, as is the case in any war, whether this war is similar to the Ukraine crisis or the health emergency crisis, the major thing that is lacking is truth. And I think that today, as representatives of our respective nations, we have to be wise enough and try to seek the real truth and support and address this crisis in the most positive way. There is, of course, an economic and a political crisis, but it is up to us. We are duty bound to defend democracy and in order to mitigate the impact of these crises. This is a painful crisis that is very painful for everyone, but especially for Ukrainians. Their diversity, their existence is jeopardized, and they are suffering from this a war today. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen, the Cultural Committee deals with cultural affairs, and it is a committee that is in charge of exchanges with civil society organizations. It is a very important commission in the sense that we can have an approach to working with the civil society organizations. We can talk about climate change as well. And I think that carbon-free development is a major idea that has to be promoted, including promotion of renewable energy in order to reduce carbon levels in the atmosphere, in order to achieve our carbon-free objectives. And the main purpose for us is to involve civil society organizations in order to promote global positions as far as the cultural balances are concerned. And as far as the resource use is concerned, and what countries can do in this respect in order to strengthen this link with civil society organizations, we would like to see how this committee can come up with a program, a contract-based program that will be submitted to you. It will be adopted. It will be a one-year program that will be renewed. Today we are meeting in order to draw the major guidelines for future action. And I think that in the next few days, there will be a meeting of the committee in order to agree on the guidelines that will be submitted to the speaker. Thank you very much for your kind attention. Thank you, Mr. Zidouh. Mrs. Picerno, would you like to take the floor? Mrs. Picerno, would you like to take the floor?
Chiedo scusa. Mi riservo di farlo alla fine, non c'è problema. Ascolto e mi riservo di intervenire alla fine.
I would like to take the floor at the end, if it is okay with you. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, Madam Speakers, distinguished speakers, in order to increase our work tempo, I would like to suggest that we consider the regularity of our meetings in order to create a new impetus. What I suggest is that we invite all the committees to hold their meetings and to hold them here in Morocco. We are willing and ready to host you, to welcome you in order to hold these committee meetings in a that is face to face. And translation is not very expensive in Morocco, and that will help us save some money as far as expenditure is concerned, and it will be possible for us to work in a more efficient way in order to achieve all of the objectives we have set for ourselves. Therefore, maybe you can have these meetings before the plenary sessions, and the Bureau would be very happy to receive your proposals as far as the 2022-2023, from May 2022 to May 2023, in order to hold the various meetings of the committees and to submit the summaries of each committee to the plenary session that will be held in 2023, probably in Morocco. As far as the meetings of the Bureau and of the expanded Bureau are concerned, they will be held on a regular basis, and whenever there is a need for them, we have already agreed on holding a bureau meeting. Mrs. Patet and Mrs. Picerno, speakers Patet and Picerno, we shall agree on a date within the next couple of months to hold a meeting face-to-face in Morocco, in Rabat, and we shall agree also on a date for the expanded bureau meeting, and we shall see when exactly and at what date we shall be holding this meeting, a date that would suit everyone. I think that we have reached the end of our meeting. I think that we have gone through all of the agenda items. Is there any, would you like to have any kind of debate, or would you like to take the floor for any comments that you may have? Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like to thank you for taking part in this meeting, for working with us. I know that there is a commitment even for the new members who do not know how this institution works. When I presided over this institution in 2005, and I think that we have learned a lot. The most important thing is the commitment and the will to work together, and I'm sure that we shall have an influence on the future of the Mediterranean. Thank you very much, and looking forward to seeing you at the next meeting. Thank you.